Let's go to God's Word. If it's your first time with me, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. No, a few of you here for the first time today. One thing I think you get to realize when you come here, I'm going to be me. I'd like other people serving with me to be yourself as well. That's the best you'll ever be, is you. I don't like me. That's part of your problem. You are who you are. Can we be a little better? Little. But probably not going to change too much. And don't go after plastic surgery. Sometimes it don't work out, okay? I'm just saying. Here we go. The point is, this is how I do it. I've been doing it for years. I use this big screen, put the notes up here, the scriptures up here. And the goal is, when we leave here, you'll say, I learned something. I was challenged today. And I had a sweet lady, I don't know where you are, you hugged my neck this morning. You were walking and had a beautiful shirt on, a fellowship shirt. And you hugged my neck. And she's coming here lately, new, but she's learning. She's learning God's Word. That's what we want, amen? We want to love Jesus, love people. But we want to love His Word, learn His Word. So let's do it today. Tough message, tough title, imminent storm, impending danger ahead. Push me, buddy, let's go. We've already laid the groundwork in a few weeks of this study. It's going to continue for several weeks. Let's see what we got today. Perilous times. Can you say that title with me? 1, 2, 3. Perilous times. How many would say, you might not even know what the word perilous means, but it feels like we're living in them. How many would say that? Some perilous times. Some perilous times. Certainly in America. Let's check it out. Perilous times, danger ahead. And we're going to be looking at the scripture, end time events. What did Jesus say? What did the Apostle Paul say? The book of Revelation. What does it say about the last days? According to God's Word, in this series right now, we're off and running this morning. From the first couple of messages we gave, we left you with this. Pay attention, believe and be watching, and then finally, one last one, Raj. Know you're going to be accountable to Him. Say those three things with me. When we study God's Word, when we study end time events, as we've been doing and we will be doing, you need to do what? And you need to what? And number three, you will be what? And I'll be accountable to Him. You don't believe that last day stuff, do you? Jesus talked more about end time events. His longest answer he gave to any question anybody ever asked him was this question. When will these things happen? What will be the signs of your coming and the signs of the end of the world? Okay? So let's stay with Jesus. Let's hook our wagon to Him. And today also, the Apostle Paul will learn some things today. I want to start out real quick, not long, on this one at all. This is Jesus from Matthew 24. We've been studying some of Matthew 24. We'll be dipping in and out of there all the time in this study. Jesus said, learn a parable of the what? Of the what? Learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, say it with me, you know what? Summer's near. Well, I was in the mountains about a month ago, or a month and a half ago, and you could see the mountains off in the distance because there weren't no leaves on the tree. And that's the way I left. Well, then I come back and I see some little buds. I took Chris and Brian up. And then Kim and I had a little time. This past weekend, we went up. And guess what? There's leaves on the tree. That's how that works. Y'all see it? You understand what I'm saying? All right? This ain't some hard parable to understand. I don't understand the Bible. Well, if you don't understand that during the winter the leaves fall off and in the spring the buds come and in the leaves, you need help. And I'm here to help you. So here we go. So likewise, when you see all these things come to pass, end time things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things shall be what? I'm not going to spend all day on this parable, but let's just check it out real quick. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Say that verse with me right there. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not what? Pass away. Now, of that day and hour knows no man,
We studied that before.
No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So what's this parable of the fig tree? Let's just look at it real quick. Well, the parable of the fig tree is a vivid, and it's a what? It's a what? It's an understandable illustration. He had fishermen that were his followers, a lot of them. They were not the brightest bulbs in the box when it came to prophecy, Old Testament things. No. He chose regular people. So when he's trying to help them, he's trying to make things understandable. And he gives an illustration to help the disciples not to do what? That's where I think I score points. I try to help people not be confused. Okay? Because teaching the Bible can be confusing, but we make it so much more confusing. You know what I'm saying? We put it up here. I like to put the cookies on the bottom shelf so we can, because I like cookies. My mother-in-law brought some over yesterday, and they're on the counter. She's going to go away for a couple of months with her daughter Diane. So she brings cookies in from her house because she don't want them to go bad. Well, they didn't go bad because I kept walking by the counter. They went for about 20 minutes. They were on a shelf where I could grab them, man, I'm telling you. So Jesus didn't want to confuse them. Keep looking. Keep looking. So it's understandable. So let's learn. He said, this is Mark, unto you it's given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Just want to put that scripture up. Push me, buddy, as much as you can. Jesus spoke in parables to help people who wanted to see the truth. Now, if you don't want to see truth, I don't believe the Bible. The thing was written just by man. If you don't want to see the truth, then you're probably not going to see the truth. But the truth can be seen if you want to see the truth. Y'all hear me, yes or no? And the cool thing is, once you see the truth, it'll set you what? Yeah, isn't that nice? Keep looking. So, he wanted to help people. That's what he did with these parables. But to those who didn't, it was concealed and not understood. That's the beauty of a parable or a story. Okay, and that was just what he was trying to do. Now, here's something I try to, when I study God's Word or I study prophecy, say that out loud with me. When common sense makes sense, seek no other. When common sense makes sense, seek no other sense. And I could talk all day on that, but I got to go. Keep looking. So learn the parable of the fig tree. Learn this parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender, he puts forth leaves. No, summer's not. Okay? What does that mean? Well, fig trees were everywhere in Israel. They were everywhere. It was a very common thing. It was easily seen. Most knew at least a little bit about it. How many know something about a tree in the winter the leaves fall off? Raise your hand. You know that. Yeah. How many know in the spring it probably gets some buds before the leaves come out? Right there. Yeah, right. And how many knows after that it gets some leaves? See? But don't go out of here thinking you're a genius. That's common, okay? Everybody should know this. So when the fig branches are tender, that's to say when the sap starts flowing and the leaves begin breaking forth, you know when that happens to the trees, what's coming? Summer. How many think summer's already here right now? It is right here, baby. It's on us. All right. So what's the parable mean? What's the parable of the fig tree mean? Now, I've got a whole long message just on the parable of the fig tree. And it can mean maybe some other things too, but I like to stay with the gist of it. Jesus is saying, just as the fig tree means summer is near, likewise understand, and he said this, the generation living when the signs of the last days occur will not have to wait long for Christ appearing. That's what he said. So the question is, but when will we know that? When will we know that? And so he said, no man knows, no angel knows, not even the Son of Man knows, only God knows. But here's the deal. It's hard knowing Jesus is coming again. It's just hard for us to wrap our head around this. That the world won't always be the world as we know it. Okay? And some hard times are coming, and this earth will actually be destroyed. It's just hard. Put that back up, buddy. It's hard knowing he's coming again, and the world as we know it is going to be completely destroyed. It is just hard. We just can't fathom such a thing. We have a hard time, and we should have a hard time, when we see tragic things happen. When we hear of tragedy, it's really hard to wrap our head around. But when it comes to end time events, the last days, the end of the world, His coming again, it's consistently taught where? In the what? It's in the Bible. Oh, that ain't in the Bible, is it? Was obvious when you say that. You haven't even read the Bible. You don't have a clue. It's all through the Bible. It's consistently taught in the Bible. And it, say this with me. It's certainly guaranteed by who? Jesus Christ's very own words. So when we get in a position where I don't believe in that end time events, you don't know about Jesus coming again. I don't know about tribulation period and, you know, Antichrist. And we'll talk about all that. Well, you need to know that when you're standing against Him, you're calling yourself smart and He's dumb. You're the one telling the truth because you say it ain't happening. He said it's going to happen, so He's the liar. But you're putting your faith in Him to go to heaven, not hell. You got some problems. Man, we need to put our faith in Him. Do we know everything? We don't, but we can learn a lot more if we study His Word. God's Word is true, and it's more permanent than the earth you live on. What? Clark's crazy. God's Word is true, and it's more permanent than the earth you live on. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away. So let's go forward now. Let's look at this message today. Now, that was just the parable of the fig tree. That's not the message. Message is coming. Are y'all ready? Y'all alive or not? Okay? Buckle up. Storms are coming. How many know what it's like to have a hurricane? How many know you hope it ain't coming, but after a while you know it's coming? You can hope. I hope it ain't coming. Well, then you're an idiot because it's right there. It's coming. Imminent storm and pending danger ahead. Today's message, perilous times. Perilous times, danger ahead. It's coming. It's coming. Like I said, just recently, over the last few days, the weather people that are smart people, they make predictions based on the water temperature, a lot of the water temperature. Water temperature is way warmer off of Africa and coming this way than it really has been in a long, long time. And so they're predicting about twice the amount of storms that we normally have, which means twice the amount of hurricanes. Do we know that? Don't know for sure. But they're studied, educated people. They do pretty good. They do pretty good, you know. And so I've asked Roger, this series, let's use the graphics from hurricanes and things like that. And I want to get the point across to the people about end time events and their coming as well. So the first message we gave was cone of certainty. And so today we're going to push it forward. Let's take a closer look at the last days now. We're going to switch gears. We're going to slide over now to another passage. 2 Timothy 3. Can you say that out loud? 2 Timothy what? Just in case you say that last day stuff ain't in the Bible. Well, let's look, see if this is in the Bible. This know also, say it with me, that in the what? So his last days in the Bible. But that's just one of many places. Perilous times are coming. In the last days, no. Perilous times are going to come. Just as you see that fig tree start to have buds, and the leaves are coming, and then the figs. Well, no, when you see these things in 2 Timothy 3 start happening, it's getting close. Let's just see the list. Well, Gary, you're crazy. There can't be a list like that. Well, let's look at the list. Are you ready? So it says perilous times will come. So the last days will be very what? Difficult times. Now, don't just think of America. But I do want you to think of America. But of the whole world. Do you think a lot of people on this planet live in very difficult times? Yes or no? Absolutely. Absolutely. But he says this is what it'll be like in the last days. Now let's check the list. We're going down the list. Like Santa Claus list, you know, you check it twice, naughty, nice. All right, that's made up. This ain't. This ain't made up. What will it be like in the last days? Now, all of these lines are going to represent weather people. Weather people predicting where the storm's going to hit. Will it hit or not? So I want you to see all the spaghetti. We fix it to look like we Italians, okay? Spaghetti model. That's what they call it. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous in the last days. Okay? People will love themselves and their money. Can we check that one off? Yes or no? People don't love themselves. People don't love their money. You're not looking at the fig tree. You're not looking at the budding. You're not looking, summer's here, baby. Of course, we're enamored by that. Yes or no? Amen or oh me? Is that true? Is the church also that way? Yes or no? Yes! So that's one of the signs in the last days. Boasters, proud, last days. When you see these things, know that summer is near. Boasters, proud. People in the last days will be what? Boastful and what? You think people are arrogant today? Yes or no? Yes or no? You think maybe sometimes it's hard to believe we can get any more arrogant than we are? Okay? So I'm going to check that one off. That looks like a hit to me. Number three, blasphemers. In the last days, people will be blaspheming. People will scoff at God. I've never in my lifetime seen it the way I see it today. The scoffing at God. It's crazy. It is crazy. And it's beyond crazy. The things they say about Jesus Christ. We're seeing it on college campuses just with what they say about Israel. Israel, go to hell. You can have horrible things happen to, you know, people, and people will support somebody doing something. It's crazy. But that's just one example. Cussing Jesus' name openly. If you ask people if they believe in Jesus, most people say, no, I don't. Blaspheme in the last days. We've turned the name of the Son of God into a cuss word. When I grew up, it was GD. Well, that's still there. But now it's Jesus Christ. Watch a movie. I'm just talking about movies. Just watch a movie and they will swear and say horrible and put cuss words with the name of Jesus connected. That's just one example. I'm just saying we're blaspheming today. But we're blaspheming in church. We're blaspheming coming to church and acting like we're right with God and we know the Lord. And we're just using God. We're using Him. You hear me or not? Say. Politicians use Him. They'll get their tail out of bed on Sunday morning and go to church and smile. And then most everything they do and teach and push in laws is opposite of what the Bible says. You hear me or not? It's not a good situation. It's happening. Disobedient to parents. What about that one? Say. How many of you think kids are different today than they were like 50 years ago? Let me see a man. Say. Yeah. Kids will be out of control in the last days. Are kids out of control today? Well, let's go to Brandon, Florida. Where's Brandon? About 60 miles from here. 60 miles. Last two weekends ago, there was a skating party going to happen at the skating rink in Brandon. Yeah. Well, the owner's been having so much trouble with the young people. It's been a policy of his that if you have so many people at an event, you have to have police. You have to have, you know, off-duty police. And they've got a list. You can call them and they'll come. And, well, they didn't have that. And 400 of them were showing up. And so he canceled. He said, well, then you're not coming. You don't have the police. We're not having the event. Because kids are out of control today. Well, you know what? They canceled the event. How many know this story? They canceled the event. And so they got online, on telephone, whatever they're going to do, and they called the kids and their parents to come to the skating rink and protest. Yeah, and the protest turned into beatdowns, fights, adults, kids, all doing it, 23 arrested. I don't know about you, but that ain't the way a skating party is supposed to go. That's just in Brandon. This isn't, and we could say that over and over. And what you see on college campuses, it's incredible. And you see it at high schools. Kids are disobedient. It'll be that way in the last days. Out of control is the idea. Unthankful's another one. People will be unwhat? You think that's our culture today, yes or no? Ungrateful. This is signs of the last days. Man, I can't argue with one of the models that have the line. Which line to pick? Because they're all coming together. Unholy, sacred things won't matter anymore. Now, guys, I'm not talking about that there won't be a remnant. There won't be churches like ours. It doesn't make us better than other people. But what I'm trying to say is this is a small minority of what's going on in the world today. Most people, spiritual things aren't on their radar at all. You hear me or not? Or it's way in the past. Met a guy the other day up in the mountains. And he said, you hadn't been to church in 20 years or so because he got turned off. That's what we do. If somebody bothers us or our feelings get hurt, or maybe he was right and justified, but God didn't do it. If you don't want to go to a certain church, don't go. For us, there's 12 doors out of here. But don't turn on him. Yes or no? Y'all hear me say? Last days, sacred things won't matter. Keep looking. Am I wearing you out with this or not? Without natural affection. A lot of people are a little confused on this. It could mean a couple of things, but here's really the truth of this word, without natural affection. It has the idea that a mother won't even care for her child. It is natural for a woman to love her baby. Got it? Yes or no? It's natural. Not everybody's perfect parents, I get that, but it's only natural for a mom to love her child. I never thought I'd see a day. I've been against abortion forever, okay? Because I believe God gives life and the taking of a life is murder. Y'all hear that or not? You're just a bad person. I'm not a bad person. That's the Bible. But I never thought I'd see a day where people are, it's on ballots all across the country. And many of them, that you can take the life of a child right up to 9 months. Can a baby live at 8 months, say? How about 7 months? My daughter's pregnant. She's 6 months pregnant. She said, she texted me the other day, and she said, Dad, the baby is now viable. We live in an age where politicians now, I never saw this until right now in my lifetime, where politicians will now go to Planned Parenthood and hold their rallies. Have y'all seen that? Yes or no? I've never seen something like that. You mean your platform is going to be for the killing of the children, and it's not just going to be way down here in your platform. It's going to be way up here as one of your main things. But we disguise it as choice. And it makes people uncomfortable when I talk about this. Well, that's a sign of the last days right there when the church don't even stand up. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? If the church don't love kids, we're screwed. Excuse me. So people will be unloving. The overall gist of that is people will be unloving. New York City right now, people, you'll be walking on the street, somebody will cold cock you upside the head. You might be getting on a subway and somebody will push you in front of it. This isn't unreal. You might be riding your bicycle and just get attacked and raped and murdered. Is that true or false? Of course it's true. Unloving. But people in general, unloving. Meaner than a snake.
Some of the meanest people live in Florida. Some of the meanest people are retired people. Is that true or false? Say. What'd you say? Here we go. Come on. Truce breakers. People will be unforgiving and they'll be hostile in the last days. Keep looking. False accusers. False accusers. I'm not trying to preach against people. Be unkind. False accusers. People will slander one another in the last days. Yes or no? You can't be a politician today unless you've gone to slander school. It used to not be that way. I'm just trying to say, you might say, Gary, these things have always existed. They have not always existed like this in this country. Now, we're just one country in the big world. But we're the beacon of hope. We're the beacon of light for the whole world. We're the city that's set on a hill. Jesus said, when you see that fig tree budding, know that summer's near. When you see these things, false accusers, slandering people. Keep looking. Incontinent. Incontinent. What is that word? It can mean a lot of things. All right? Bottom line is that people won't have self-control. People can't control themselves. It's sad. That's why the skating rink guy had to have the police. Because he knows you get a crowd, they ain't going to be able to control themselves. That's the world in which we live. Fierce despisers of those that are good. People will be violent and will hate what? Let's take a poll of our church right quick. Just take a poll. How many think that violence is down in our country? How many think that violence is up and crazy in our country? But if you listen to the government stats, you're all stupid. What you see is just your lying eyes. Crazy. Yes or no? Traitors. Traitors. Just give us a plain English of that. People will betray their family and their what? Friends. I never saw it like I've seen it in my lifetime, especially the last 20 years or so, where kids of parents, because of drugs, things like that, will steal from their parents. I'm not talking about young children. I'm talking about people in their 30s. They'll take from their parents. That's crazy. I had a funeral where a woman was like 65 in our church. She goes back home to Ohio, and her son in our church strangled her to death. Now, I've lived a while. I hadn't seen the son strangle his mother like that. Unbelievable. They wrapped her in a rug, set it on fire, and rolled it down a ravine. People are doing crazy things today. It'll be like that in the last days. Heady. What's that word mean? Heady. Heady. People will be reckless. Reckless is the word. Reckless living. Reckless lifestyle. Okay? I'd say we can check that one. High-minded. Oh, what's that? Huh. That's another word for pride again. Puffed up. Pride. Thinking about themselves. This is a horrible Memorial Day message, isn't it? Well, you see how I feel about our country. I love our country. I love that I was born in America. But why should I get up here and rubber stamp what ain't true? You hear me or not? Say. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. People will love pleasure in the last days and not God. Now, these are just signs of the times. That's all they are. They're a spaghetti model. Look at it. Wow, they're all headed one place, it looks to me. Having a form of godliness, a form of godliness. What's that mean? People will act what? How many think that happens today everywhere? it happens all over. We fight that ourselves. You hear me? People go to church, say, I go, but I don't get a thing out of it. I don't know nothing. Go, you don't hear the gospel. And so they're running things by the seat of their pants. And it's like our country, even the church now is ordaining this and saying this is proper, even though it goes against the teaching of God's Word. And we're supposed to be a place where we hold up God's Word. Yes or no? But when you've abandoned God's Word and you're left to your own devices, don't be surprised if it's a mess. Churches are failing. I've said it before. They're predicting 500,000 churches closing within the next 5 years. We're already in about year two of that, and we're probably a third of the way on all those closures already. That's just in America. People will act religious, won't mean a thing. But deny the what? The power thereof. People reject the power of God to change them and to make them what? Did you know you can change? Yes or no, say. My mother was a drunk. My mother was a drunk. Nowadays, we go, well, you know, she's a drunk. She's got problems. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, there is something wrong with being a drunk. You hear me or not? Say. And there's something wrong with being an addict. Okay? Ask the families that have it. Say. How many had that growing up? I did. Anybody else grow up like I did? Okay? It's a problem. We need to believe that you can change. Y'all hear me or not? Say, I'm just destined for just, you know, crappy life because this is the way I am. We're acting religious, but we're denying the power of Jesus Christ in our life. I feel like I'm preaching against a wall today. Y'all hear me or not? Say, I'm going to preach whether you agree with me or not. I could care less. Okay? I know when you're quiet, you're not disagreeing with me. I just got to get that off my chest. Okay? And I'm just glad I don't cuss now. We can change. Say that out loud. We can what?
Change.
If you're having marriage problems, we can what?
Change.
If drugs is an issue, we can what?
Change.
There's hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ. And that message is dead. I hope you hear me today. I believe it. Guys, I'm 62. I could quit. I could have quit. I was planning on it at 55. I just didn't tell y'all. But I'm 62 right now. I could just quit right off in the sunset. But I'm not doing it. I'm going to stay steady. Somebody needs to get up here and holler like this. I'm going to keep it up for a while. Y'all hear me or not? Somebody's got to help us. And I don't have all the answers. I need your help. I need your help. We need to encourage one another to teach God's Word, to believe God's Word. Not like, I don't like him. He hurt my feelings. It's because you're a big baby. I need this kind of stuff in my life. The time will come when they won't endure sound doctrine. If you preach sound doctrine at some churches, they'll fire you. People will not listen to sound biblical teaching. Has this been above our heads today, yes or no? Have I said things honestly that's off the wall today? I haven't said something's off the wall. You might think it's off the wall because you're off the wall. This isn't that hard. But after their own lust in the last days, people will follow their own what? It's what I think. It's what I want. That's why your life's screwed up. We need Him. I'm the biggest sinner I know. I need help. I need truth. I need a light to get me out of this darkness. They will, in the last days, in churches, religion heap themselves teachers having itching ears. What does that mean? Last days, people be looking for teachers to tell them what they want to what. happens in church, but it happens in politics big time. We're in a nation right now where people will get behind one another and walk right off the cliff. You hear me or not? Crazy. But that's the church too. Just follow somebody. We need to follow Jesus. We need to follow the Word. Well, Roger, you have made a mess of that screen, buddy. They shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they'll be turned to what? Fables. 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 So much of what's preached today in the name of Christianity is fables. It's not in the Bible. Or it's against the Bible. But since people don't study to show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, they can be duped. Harvard was our first preeminent religious preacher training school in America. Harvard, Princeton, Duke. And they, here's the sad part. They still train people to be ministers. That's sad. You come out of there really screwed up. People reject truth and they will choose myths over reality. Okay. How we doing, buddy? Wow. Guys, I don't live in Russia. I don't live in China. Well, they've pretty much done away with the God of the Bible a long time ago. I don't live in Arab nations. Whereas if you're a confessing Christian, you'll be killed or put in prison. I live in America. And all I can tell you this Memorial Day weekend is this. The list I just read is us. Everything I said, I've just based it off of my time on this earth, the last years I've been here, and the Bible. There's not a thing that I read in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, I think. What was it? Okay. Not one of those things did I struggle to find happening in America. Y'all hear me? Now I gotta quit. We started the message based on last week. So based on what we just read in the Scriptures, and we're done, we need to what? Pay attention. We need to what? Believe and be watching. And number three, you need to know this now. You will be what? You're going to be accountable for what you heard today. Amen. What's in God's Word. So that is the state. What's the state of America? That's the state of us right now. That is who we are as a country. Does the fig tree have buds on it? Seems to me it does. We're going to talk about more things than just this, but it seems to me that it does. And so we need to be awake. What should we be doing? We should be doing what we're called to do. Love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind. Love people. Love His Word. Be a witness. Care for people. Don't get out there in people's face and start, you know, screaming at them. Jesus didn't do that. You hear me? We need to love them. We need to be willing to lay down our life as a servant for people and see if we can't win as many as we can to Christ. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. Tough word today. Y'all were sort of okay like this. We'll see.